Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.
On this episode of Negative Modifier, we'll be playing the game Delta Green. Delta Green is a mature tabletop RPG that tackles various dark and unsettling themes and topics that some listeners may find traumatizing, harmful, or generally uncomfortable. Listener discretion is advised. You are sitting on the side of the road. The sun is beginning to set. You hear this strange, almost hooting sound off in the distance. You can feel the world around you starting to get cold, and you have a few blocks still before you get to the address listed as Skip Mills's residence.
Do we have any like idea how far off the hooting is?
It doesn't sound close, but...
Can I make like a survival?
Yeah, I was going to say, give me a survival and get a sense on that.
81 out of 50% fail.
Doesn't sound close. It's all you're kind of guessing on this one. Like at the same time, though, too, might just be a really weird sounding owl. You're not necessarily familiar with the fauna or flora of this area, so.
So I know this might be a stretch, Charlie, but could I try my military science land as well?
What are you trying to do? Trying to just kind of like gauge based off of auditory distances.
Yeah, or... I think probably that, like looking around the landscape to see like, you know, if sound could be bouncing and that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah. I will allow this for a separate reason that may reveal itself.
Well, I also failed that with an 80 out of 50% fail.
There is something about the weather that like is in the back of your mind nagging at you. That might be messing with how far or close this thing is, potentially, based on sound.
Is it that sound travels further in the cold?
It travels much further in the cold. Your character is not picking up on that right now.
Okay.
But yeah, you bet it. You had your breather. The sun is starting to dip below the horizon. Again, it's not like impossibly cold or anything like that. Like it's not like instantaneously freeze to death cold out, but like sundown in winter. Generally speaking, you don't want to be outside for that if you can avoid it. Especially after a car accident.
Look, Sanguine, you probably want to just do a preliminary patch up of Snail here and then we'll get going.
Yeah. I think Snail should be fine. I gave him 2 Vikes. That should be kicking in sometime soon. I'll go ahead and start getting some things moving and then hopefully he'll be able to amble through with that. The cold should honestly be helping, but if you find any kind of achiness or anything else like that, as I hand you a secondary bottle, there's like 10 of them in there. They're not Mentos, so don't go munching on these, but 1 to 2 is the general prescription, typically for 4 to 6 hours. So if you're feeling a little, go for half, unless, of course, already have predisposition to opiates, then depends on your tolerance.
Yeah, no, I will. Ugh. I'm like shaking my head, trying to like focus up on it and look over, and I'm like still trying to get like my heading completely done. But I go, yeah, thanks.
You're probably concussed. I'm gonna help patch you up, and then just lean on me, and I'll be able to kind of get you through. And whatnot. We still got some shit to handle. And whatever the hell that was, I'm not too excited about. So I need you on your toes.
Yeah, no.
Using the first aid kit or the medical kit we have access to, I want to try to patch up Sanguine that he's able to move by himself at least, or if I'm able to kind of heal him up any best I can, I would like to attempt that.
All right, so that'll be a first aid.
First aid. 27% success.
All right, so roll 1d4 to see how much health they recover.
Patched up for 2.
Hey.
Bringing you to a total of what?
7.
Not great, not terrible.
Well, considering I was at 5 from 13, I think I'll take those. I take that.
Yeah.
Say, just heads up, I did just give you Vicodin, so just, like, please don't develop an addiction.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'll be fine. And I'm, like, taking deep breaths, trying to, like, I'm, like, getting more oriented. I'm just kind of taking deep breaths to, like, get more focused. But, yeah, I'm, like, I'm getting there.
Doc, you mind giving me a quick look over?
Oh, your little road rash, seeing as how you somehow was able to duck and roll? Yeah, I'll give you once over.
Look, I was going to say, like, I feel fine, but I jumped out of a moving car, so I think it's best to make sure I'm not, like, you know, I didn't hit my head and just didn't realize it.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that you have an allergic reaction to Tylenol. Is that what's going on? Is this what you're trying to get after as I shake the bottle as well?
Look, just look at me and tell me if I'm fine or not.
Oh, you're serious. Okay. Right, sorry. I thought you were trying to beat around the bush with this.
No.
I take a look at a star as well.
Can I try and patch him up?
Yeah.
All right, let's see the first aid.
If this fumbles, I will laugh. 95% failure. I'm sorry.
It's a pretty minor injury. It's hard to treat road rash. Like, it's like, what do you do? Rub some water on it or something?
Rub some dirt in it.
Yeah. All right. So now that you've patched up some, you had a bit of a breather and collected yourself some. What's next? You've probably got a 5-10 minute walk before you get to Skip Mills's house. You don't have a working car. What's the plan at this point?
Is the car totally out of commission? Can we pop the trunk and take a look, or the hood and take a look?
If you want, you can take a look at it. I'm saying with the airbags deployed and stuff like that, and that's typically enough to make driving a car complicated because the center of the steering wheel is busted out at you. But, I mean, you can give it a shot.
What kind of check would that be?
Luck.
All right. 20% success.
Yeah, it's still functioning enough. Give me a search now that you've kind of established it works.
11% critical success.
So the good news was it wasn't like a super high speed accident. So it's still functioning. It still seems safe to drive. You do notice, though, that something about the accident does seem to have messed up steering a little bit. So from a mechanical standpoint, all drive checks made with this vehicle will be made at least at a minus 10.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Sure.
That's the case. What do you say, Snail? You want to give it another go?
Did we miss the fact that I just gave this man opiates? He's, let alone the fact that he should not be really kind of up and moving. I don't. This is a heavy machine. He should not be operating heavy machinery.
Have you met this man?
We have the equal amount of time that we have met each other. Do you have a better understanding of Snail?
All I'm saying is we walked into a green box, something much more dangerous than a vehicle, and he fucked around with all of it. I don't think opiates is going to be enough to stop him from driving.
I can do it. I'll be fine. I got it. I'm like starting to stand up as I was saying that, like trying to like dust myself off.
I raise my eyebrows at this, just kind of in a, okay, this is happening sort of situation. Well, if that's the case, you can take passenger seat. I'll go ahead and sit in the back and I guess stay on high alert for any kind of weird situations that might happen. I'm not 100% down with this, but at the same time, we kind of got to go. Also, we've just hit a car and I don't want to deal with any kind of paperwork or anything else official when it comes to having to report this in. So this is the slowest hit and run. Let's just run now that we've hit.
That's the spirit.
All right. I got this. I should be good. I'm like repeating some of the stuff I'm saying as I'm like, get out there. No, I got this. I'm good. So, yeah. this point.
Give me a persuade.
Okay. Actually, could I use charisma instead of persuade?
I'll let you do that.
Okay. 38 out of 65 success.
Does anyone want to oppose being told he's got this?
I'll roll it. But 52 out of 12% fail. Yeah, see, he's got this.
You know what? I'm just for shits and giggles, I too will. May I roll my human int?
Yes, you may roll human int for this to see how much you believe your coworker on this one.
40% failure. You know what? This person seems of sound mind. Maybe they can.
Yeah, he's got this.
He's got this. All right. Just let me know if you need anything else to help you focus or whatever the heck.
You get in the car, you're driving. I'm assuming you're driving with great caution given recent events.
Yeah, no, definitely a little more cautious and like calm regarding the driving on this one.
Yeah, so it takes a little while. The sun has definitely set by the time you roll up on the address you have for Skip Mills. And this is not a great part of town. As best you can tell, the majority of homes and buildings in the area around Skip Mills' house have been foreclosed. Bunch of them have boarded up windows. Like, looking at it, it's a fine house, I guess. Like, it's two stories. It's pretty nondescript. Yeah, it matches the area around it, I guess. There's a couple other residences around here that could be in kind of mid-process of recovering from the storm. But yeah, overall, everything's a tad dilapidated. And yeah, could be better, could be worse. Anything to do before you step out of the car?
Well, once we like park, I'm like obviously a little more careful and like making sure the car is like stopped. I'm like unbuckling my seatbelt. I'm holding the steering wheel with both hands at like 3 and 9. And I'm like, see, I told you I got this.
Hey, do you mind backing into the driveway?
For a moment, I panic when he says that. And I'm like, yeah, not a problem.
I get out of the car. Get out of the car the moment you say that.
All right, so you've backed in because you know how I run these types of things.
Yeah.
Are you out of the car at this point?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out of the car.
All right, so generally speaking, the area around you is dark. I guess everyone give me a search to see if you notice anything.
Okay.
Can I roll an alertness, Charlie?
Yeah, you can do alertness for this as well.
I do have a tack light that I bring as part of my kit. Do I get a bonus to my my search by any chance?
Not for this.
Okay, that's fair.
76 out of 80% success for me.
Yeah, my search is not as fruitful. 70% out of 45 failure.
I rolled a 63 out of 58 failure.
All right, so all of you notice there's this kind of weird smell to the area. Often the cold blanket smell, but you can definitely smell it through the cold air. Like, and it's definitely a stench. It's kind of all around the area. It definitely seems to be coming from Skip's house.
Is it a familiar smell?
Fine familiar, I guess. Like, what are you trying to compare it against?
Man, okay, so like, just experience wise, it doesn't smell like his office.
No, it does not.
Okay, cool. Awesome. That's just checking and whatnot. I guess, like, with my medical history, does it smell kind of biological in any sense? Like, does it smell like blood? Does it smell like vacated intestines? Does it smell like...
I'll give you biological. You're not quite capable of placing it, though.
Okay. Does this smell elicit a specific reaction from me? Like, is it an enticing smell? Is it a disgusting smell? Does it elicit some sort of emotion or anything else like that?
I don't think I've ever used the word stench to describe a good smell before, so it's definitely a stench.
Okay.
So, in addition to the smell you all notice, Agent Starr, you hear jazz music?
Coming from inside the home?
Yeah. Again, it's got to be cranked. Like, it's pretty loud outside. Like, it's not like so loud, obviously you couldn't miss it type of thing. But, like, now that you've keyed up on this, it's loud. Like, speaker full volume loud.
This is going to sound like a really weird question. But is it, like, you know, good jazz, or is it like porn jazz?
I think of all jazz as kind of bad, so it's jazz.
Okay.
It's not overtly porn jazz, though.
There's music on inside. I mean, he might be in there.
What? Music? Sorry, I couldn't even pay attention. Like, it. What the fuck is that? As I kind of plug up my nose and try to, I guess, listen in.
Star is just going to head for the door at this point.
All right.
He's actually going to go walk around to the back door.
All right, back door?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a small kind of lawn space behind the house that calling it a lawn feels generous, but like that's what's kind of technically pitched as when it comes to real estate aspects of it. Small set of stairs up to a back door, non-sliding door, just a normal kind of like door handle type door.
I'm not going to like open the door immediately, but I'm going to grab the handle and like twist to see if it's on.
It is unlocked.
Did you guys follow me?
Yeah. And no, I definitely followed you as soon as you started moving.
I wanted to actually check around the front and see if I could find his mailbox, see if it's like stuffed or if there's any kind of evidence of him like existing or living, I guess. Because if there was like a bunch of newspapers on the porch,
none of that
sort of situation. No. Okay.
Also, it's a safe assumption to make that probably mail and newspaper circulation has halted during the storm or because of the storm temporarily.
Okay. But just so that way I have a clear idea and clear sense of it, we are looking at a house in a suburban environment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And two-story, they're heading around the back. There's nothing kind of up front that will evidence life. Awesome. After kind of taking a quick look around, I noticed that both of them are heading towards the back, and I'll follow them as the last person in line, I guess.
All right. So the back door is unlocked. The jazz music's not getting any louder or any quieter. What do you do at this point?
Agent Star is going to pull out his gun and slowly open the door.
All right.
I will also do the same.
Like, do you open the door all the way? Do you kind of like tactical walk inside? How sneaky about this you being?
It's like a tactical clear.
Sure.
You know, he opens the door a little bit and then sort of checks to see if he can see anything initially, and then opens the door quick and looks around, you know, that sort of thing.
All right. Yeah. So as the door opens, the sound of jazz just kind of blasts out at you, and it's a tad disorienting. Give me a search at plus 20 as you step in.
I got a 14 out of 58 with a plus 20 modifier success.
You do want to search as well, Dad, or no?
Oh, I just wanted to kind of, as both of them are heading in, and I'm in the back, the way that I wanted to kind of enter was a little bit delayed just because I'm making sure that the neighbors aren't looking or there's nobody else just kind of looking at three random ass people entering a house from the back.
Sure.
Is there any kind of signs that people have noticed us, or is there any kind of signs that like attention is, we have drawn attention?
Give me a search.
That's 67% failure.
You're not seeing anything, but also like you haven't seen any people since you arrived either.
Cool. Now kind of seeing as that's all solid, I'll kind of follow behind and I'm closing the door behind us.
All right. So Agent Star, Agent Snail, upon entering this strange house, you notice a couple things. First off, as you walk in, your feet crunch on paper that's just plastered across the floor. As you kind of scan around, look at, you realize someone has gone through the process of covering every inch of surface with paper. And after your eyes adjust a little bit and you kind of take in what's going on, it's all pornography. It's just, this house is wallpapered, floor to ceiling, every visible space just in random printings and rippings of from magazines, just every fucking surface.
I look around and I'm like, oh, guys. And then I shine the flashlight down on it. You might want to keep your hands to yourself as we walk around here.
Agent Star is just going to keep moving.
Give me a alert, actually, at minus 20 as you keep moving.
45 out of modified 60 success.
Yeah, so now that you've passed kind of from the back area, which is the kitchen, into what you assume would be kind of like the main area and living room area, you realize that the TV, any screens in this place, I'm talking iPads, phones, monitors, anything you could stream video to or get video onto, is just blaring porn at you as well. It's very disorienting, but you do hear from upstairs a faint sound of movement.
Okay. I'm going to sort of like just silently signal to them, like to the roof, and then I'm going to search for the stairs.
Easy enough to find. They're just opposite of the main front door. They're kind of like in a little mini hallway, though. You can't see up the stairs easily. Just kind of go up and to take a sharp left.
I will head up. I'm going to move slowly to try to be stealthy about it.
All right, so as you're kind of coming around the corner at the landing, about halfway up the stairs, give me a dodge.
Dodge, you say?
A dodge.
Well, I get rammed with a 62 failure out of a 50.
All right, so the good news is you don't take any damage as just a male body of some kind comes barreling around the corner at you and slams you against the wall and kind of like pins its body against you. Bad news is you are pinned against this wall and like it's whatever this thing is or whoever this thing is, it's pushing against you hard. And they're just kind of like making frothing noises.
I think my initial reaction is to try to throw him down the stairs.
We'll get to that in a second. Agent Snail, Agent Sanguine, I'm assuming you're in the living room kind of looking up the stairs at this point.
Yep.
You see all this play out. What do you do?
I would think that I'm still in the kitchen just because I'm a little behind everything and whatnot.
Fair enough.
Question. What's the kitchen look like other than the porn on the floors?
And counters and ceiling and appliances and stove.
Oh, okay, cool. Do I notice like any kind of like I'm looking for a frying pan or something to like grab and use as a makeshift weapon?
Give me a search.
Tight. 22% critical.
Do you want a frying pan or do you want like a knife?
That's a really good question. I feel like I would have a knife already on my person, but I think I want a frying pan just because I would like to attempt to do some non-lethal.
Sure.
Because, like, while I am a surgeon, that's not how I use knives, and I don't want to accidentally stab somebody.
Makes sense. Yeah, so you find a big, traditional, kind of old-school style cast iron, like, skillet. This is a good weapon for kind of an improvised pickup type of situation.
Awesome. I'm going to imagine that's also covered in porn.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be wielding the porn skillet and attempting to help Agent Star.
All right. So you're in the kitchen. You've heard kind of, I'm assuming kind of what plays out is you hear sound, you search, you grab this heavy skillet, kind of turn to do that. Agent Snail, you're in the living room, I believe you said.
Yeah, I shouldn't be too far behind, but yeah,
we'll say you're looking up the stairs. You see kind of this person thing slam into Agent Star at the landing, kind of pinning him against a wall. What do you do?
I would like to. How far am I from? Well, if I'm like near the stairs in the living room, do I have a clear line of sight?
I mean, you can see him. Like, what do you like? He's in kind of a grappled melee with Star, though. Like, you don't have a clear shot, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, if I had a clear shot. Okay. I am going to run up to try to assist, but try to get close enough that I can fire a shot without kind of stray bulleting Star by accident.
All right. So, yeah, I'll say you kind of get there kind of thing. You can't shoot and move and get that close in the same time. I'll give you an aim action as part of that because just kind of moving and getting close, it's a short distance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Agent Star, this thing is pushing you against a wall. What do you do?
Yeah, my initial instinct is just try to throw it down the stairs.
All right, let's see a strength check.
20% out of 85 success.
I got good news and I got bad news.
I have a feeling I know what the bad news is, but go on.
So the good news is you did succeed. The bad news is this succeeded better. And it kind of latches onto you more, and you feel kind of just hot breath on your face as, again, you can't really see super well and you haven't had a chance to focus that much, but you feel kind of hot breath get closer and closer to you. And then you hear this squelching sound. And now that this thing is close, you've had a second to kind of collect yourself and try and like push it off. You realize this is a man, and the squelching sound's coming from its mouth as some type of proboscis seems to almost slither out of its mouth at you. So the good news is, as it slithers, it kind of stabs out at you and rams into the wall right by your head, missing you. But Agent Star, Agent Snail, give me a sand check.
Nasty. 69% out of a 43 fail.
77 out of 74 fumble. Fucking cursed dice, man.
All right, so I need a 1d4 from you, Agent Star. And Agent Snail, that means you take 8 points of sand damage.
8? God damn! Okay.
Does the Vicodin help by any chance numbing the brain? Or no?
I'd argue it makes it worse. Really want to have this conversation?
Right, never mind, never mind, never mind.
I rolled a 2. I'm going to project it onto my brother, because if he hadn't invited me on vacation, I wouldn't be here.
See that 1d4 to see how much you offload?
So I offload 2, so I'm not going to take any sand damage, but I lose 2 willpower.
Yeah, it makes sense. It is indeed your brother's fault. He's the reason you were near enough for this to be called in for this mission. Agent Snail, are you going to try and offload any sand damage?
Yeah, fuck it. To my sister. Yeah, because I just kind of wanted to... I get along with my family, and she moved out, and now I'm getting pressured, like, because now, like, well, when are you going to kind of move and do your own thing, like, out in the real world? Like, I don't live with my parents, but it's like I'm living in the same town that I grew up in, and my sister went on to go do other things in another part of the country, so they're like, you should go. And so part of the reason all you've been out here is this trip on that. So that's my reasoning, and I'll stick with that.
All right. Let's see that 1d4.
Okay, I rolled a 2.
All right, so you lose 2 willpower and take only 6 points of sand damage out of all of that. Still, enough that you are frozen in place. So frozen, I might say, that like you make it 2/3 of the way up the stairs to try and help Agent Star, and just like you pause and your gun slips from your hand and bounces the rest of the way back down towards the entrance of the house on the stairs. But you are definitely shocked right now as this is all playing out. Agent Sanguine, you hear bumping sounds and then the sound of something falling down some stairs. Assuming you're running from the kitchen into the living room area now?
Yes.
All right.
Was the proboscis stab like a prolonged thing? Is it still on the wall?
We will get to that. Give me an athletics to see how kind of successfully you move from room to room and catch up with all of this.
Okay. I've got a 39% out of 30% failure on athletic.
It's a heavy pan. Like, so you managed to whip around the corner fast enough to kind of see this. And the sight you see is Agent Snail up the stairs, just kind of like frozen, maybe leaning against a wall a little bit. A man, an emaciated, naked man with just this thing sticking out of its mouth, all barbed and spiked, stabbed right past Agent Star's head into the wall. And it's wiggling, trying to pull itself free out of the wall as it does this. The man's trying to push himself back from the wall, some to help it free itself. Give me a sand check.
20% success.
All right. You take 1 point of sand damage.
Awesome. I start yelling and I raise the pan over my head as a clear indication of I'm about to just rush this man and hit him. Or I'm just yelling with a pan over my head. Do with that what you will.
Oh, I will. All right. Agent Star, what do you do? We're back to you.
So how like pressed up on me is this guy? Like, can I move around a little? Like, can I reach for things? What's the sitch?
I'd say you can try and reach past him. Like, what are you trying to do? Like, pull your gun out on him, or just try and like, what are you trying to do, I guess?
So like this barb is stuck into the wall, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of pulling itself free slowly.
Well, I had my gun out already because we were clearing, but I still think that my initial priority is to try to get this thing off of me.
It's not on you. It's more past you, I guess. The person is definitely on you, I guess. Like, it's kind of pressed against you, trying to hold you. Give me an intelligence check, actually.
Yeah, well, 88 fumble.
Instincts and whatnot make it hard to think right now.
I'm also really kind of dumb.
I wasn't going to say it, but yes.
I think that...
Can I interject? Can I yell from the bottom of the stairs, kick him in the dick?
Sure.
I think that I will just try to throw him off of me again down the stairs.
Give me a strength.
75 out of an 85 success.
That is enough. Person kind of goes flying down the stairs, colliding.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
With Agent Snail. So you are knocked down the rest of the stairs, Agent Snail. This thing is on top of you. You're going to take 1 point of damage as a full-blown human lands on top of you at the bottom of the stairs, smacking you hard against the ground.
Does the Vicodin help with the pain at all?
I mean, you're still conscious, I guess.
Okay, fair enough.
You just don't feel it.
Yeah.
Is okay. The you still okay. Take damage. Vicodin doesn't make you invincible. It just makes you feel invincible.
I had to ask!
I will say, as the human figure is kind of like falling down the stairs on top of Snail, it just lets out this very uncomfortable moan of pleasure as it kind of smacks against walls on each step and stuff like that. Actually, give me a search, Agent Snail, as you're paralyzed in fear.
A search?
I swear to God, if this search result is what I think it is, 60 out of 58 failure.
You're very disoriented. You just got knocked down a set of stairs. This is all very terrible. Give me a POW check to see if you can kind of shake off the shock of this moment, though.
Okay. 71 out of 75 success.
All right, cool. So you will be back in the fight next time you're up. I've managed to shake this off. Makes a certain amount of sense. You have a naked man lying on top of you after falling down half a set of stairs type of thing, hitting the ground hard. This all makes a lot of sense. Like, it makes sense this all snapped you out of it, but yeah. Bad news, though. As you're kind of coming back into this, oh, damn! The man figure kind of repositions itself, and its proboscis just stabs hard into your neck for 4 points of damage, and you feel it pumping something into your bloodstream.
I take 4 points of damage?
Yep.
Okay. I'm still alive.
Agent Sangley, you've just witnessed your fellow agent get knocked down, this thing land on top of him, and then kind of stab something from its mouth deep into his neck, and it just starts to kind of, you see it starting to pulse rhythmically almost. What do you do?
And I golf swing and I hit the person in, or hit the man in the head with my frying pan.
All right, let's see a melee.
Melee weapons. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not built for this. 85% out of a modified 50 failure.
Yeah, you're bad at this. Your swing sails over its head. It doesn't even seem to notice what just happened. Agent Star, what do you do?
Sorry, can you sort of describe what I'm seeing down the stairs here?
All right, so at the bottom of the stairs, which does give you an advantage if trying to shoot down at this, you see Agent Snail lying on his back, a naked, emaciated man kind of like crouched isn't the right word, like almost like on his hands and knees over him, tentacle thing out of his mouth stabbed deep into his neck, the tentacle thing just kind of pulsing rhythmically, starting at the mouth and then continuing down into Agent Snail's neck type of thing. You then also see Agent Sanguine just kind of whiff a swing with a frying pan right over his head as he's trying to kind of get this thing off of Agent Snail.
So would I have a bonus to shooting here?
Oh, absolutely.
What would the bonus be?
I'll give you a plus 20 because you have the high ground on this one. You're also still pretty goddamn close.
Okay, so I'd like to take a shot. And I want to do an aimed shot for the head.
All right.
I think that's a minus 20.
Yep. Yeah, it negates it out. Oh no, since you're so close, I'll give you still give the plus 20. Like you have a plus 20 from the elevation plus the kind of
point blank
close distance on this one.
Yeah. Okay. 6% success for 7 damage.
And that was towards the head?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the head explodes and you notice two things when this happens. Body falls limp. The tentacle thing does not stop pulsing. Give me a search.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Did I give you an awareness check?
Nah, this is noticing something.
53% fail.
A lot of gore just happened. They just exploded a man's head and this didn't stop the tentacle thing as best you can tell. Agent Snail, what do? You've just seen a man's head erupt into a cloud of viscera and gore and rain down on you, and you can still feel this thing pulsing into your neck.
So since it is in my neck, I'm not going to be able to speak completely well. So I'm going to like kind of like point at the thing as I try to pull it and go like back, back, back. And I'm like pointing at it and like trying to pull it.
Yeah, give me a strength.
So I'm gonna try to actually pull it with both hands. Okay. 43 out of 50 success.
That is not enough to pull it off.
Fuck.
It's really latched. And to your horror, you see it kind of slowly start to slither its way out of this now headless man's torso, and it almost kind of seems to flop the back end of it down at your face. It misses, thankfully, but it's now kind of like a leech on the side of your neck, free of the body it was in. It seems to almost be kind of trying to do something. You can't quite tell. Agent Sanguine, what do you do at this point?
Jesus. Okay, hold up. So what's going in my head right now is triage. There's a thing that's attached to Snail's neck. Snail does not look phenomenal. He's functioning, but it's also starting to like crawl inside of him. I'm kind of putting the pieces in my head together in the sense of this may or may not be the thing that had popped out of the ammo box. But if I were to remove it, I don't know how, or I don't know if there was a, if there's a, if this capability of that thing kind of like being contained. Man, this is not great. I want to do my best and preserve life. And I want to grab my knife and try to cut the thing.
All right.
Because pulling doesn't help, or at least he's trying to pull it. Oh, shit.
Do a surgery on this if you want.
Yes, if I could do quick field surgery, I would like to try to remove that thing.
Could I assist since I see that they're coming down to like try to like surgery it and like hold it relatively in place as much as possible? Like, you know, obviously I'm struggling, but could like I try to assist by like holding it outwards to give it more surface area?
Not yet.
Okay.
Agents, you're going to try and cut it off using your surgery skill?
Please and thank you.
All right, let's see it.
15% success on surgery.
So how do you go about doing this?
So as Snail is kind of choking and pointing at his neck, I drop the frying pan next to me and I just kind of get on my knees next to him, kind of on the side where his where the thing is kind of popping out. I'm observing whether or not this thing is barbed where the entrance is and everything else like that. I'm going to be kind of poking around his neck to see which direction the tentacle is trying to go down, and I'm going to follow it and kind of palpate until I can find kind of where the end is. From there, I'm going to take my knife and just lightly kind of create an incision, not trying to like puncture any of his major arteries or anything else of the sort, but like use the blade tip to kind of get underneath and scoop and kind of pull up to release it and kind of grab it with my free hand. And I'm going to try to like release it and kind of create a fold so that way I'm just making a incision to pull it out. Did that make sense?
Yes, that did actually. And that's actually kind of roughly what I was looking for. So yeah, kind of like you half scrape, half pop, I guess would be the right way of describing this almost. So you're not cutting it off. You're kind of like using it to pry almost, correct?
Basically, yeah. It's a living splinter and I'm just getting it out.
Yeah, so it's hard. Like it resists you. Like it's almost like it's hooked into Agent Snail's neck for a second. And slowly but surely, you manage to pop this thing off and you realize it had attached itself using four kind of like almost like barbed bone looking hooks, like almost like serrated knives that come off of its face or what you kind of assume might be its face that end in a just kind of like lamprey style suction cup, if you will. And the moment it kind of breaks contact with Agent Snail's skin, it starts to kind of wiggle a little bit in your hand. Thankfully, it's not that strong that it's detached, but like you can definitely feel it moving and trying to do something a little bit as you're pulling away. But you managed to kind of fully disengage it from Agent Snail's neck.
Okay, cool.
Give me a search real quick.
Hi. 66% fumble on that search.
Not a big deal. But yeah, like it makes sense. You're holding this thing. It's starting to wiggle some in your hand. You're like, there's a wound on the side of Snail's neck. It's bad. Like this is real bad. But yeah, you successfully detached this. Star, what do you do?
So I see him holding this like worm thing.
I yell at him, get me a pot. Get me something to put this in.
So I'm at the top of the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Star says, a fucking pot. There's nothing up here. I'll start looking in the room that this thing came out of for something to put it in.
All right. Yeah, so give me a search.
I was the wrong person to ask to do this, buddy.
Oh, my fucking God. There's an entire kitchen. What are you doing?
I'm at the top of the stairs. I'd have to, like, run past you. Like, it's not really ergonomical. And speaking of that, I rolled 100% fumble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
So I got good news and bad news. That's what I often have in these situations. The good news is you found where the weird smell is coming from. The bad news is I need to see a sand check right now as you kind of like race the rest of the way up the stairs and like bust in what you'd guess would be like the main bedroom to the house's door.
81% fail.
All right, give me one point. You take 1 point of sand damage from violence.
I am adapted to violence.
You are fine then. And in front of you lies what, at quick glance, you can only assume was a human at one point. And at quick glance, it appears that like it's was inflated like a balloon almost and then erupted or had something crawl or claw its way out from inside of it. Something large, though, too large to comfortably be inside of a human, but that's enough for now. Agent Snail, you are lying on the ground. I'm assuming panting, given all of this. You're in pain. You've just felt this thing kind of like pop off the side of your neck. You have Agent Sanguine holding this wriggling thing that's got your blood on the end of it. You can feel blood slowly gushing out. What do you do at this point?
The first thing I want to do is try to cover the wound in my neck to stop the bleeding. So like,
all right.
I'm going to like try to tear part of my shirt off or some sort of clothing to like try to mitigate the bleeding.
All right. Yeah, you can do that. Try to do anything else.
Beyond that. Fuck. I guess I look at this thing and I'm like, I look over at Sing, like, Jesus, what the fuck is that? Obviously, what the fuck is that?
Don't try to talk. God damn it. Jesus Christ. Just try not to bleed out. I gotta put this away. I'm just trying to tell him to stop fucking moving and stop the bleeding. I'll tend to you in a bit.
While this is going on, since I'm looking at it, can I tell if it's still moving or if it's just like...
Oh, it's definitely still moving. Not like a ton, but it's definitely trying to wiggle itself free.
Okay. So I'm going to try to barely like obviously stumble and walk into the kitchen and try to find something to like put it in.
Let's see an athletics at minus 10 to see if you can get off the ground fast enough to successfully do that.
Okay. 58 out of 20, which is 30 minus 10 modified failure.
I mean, it makes sense. You have a stab wound on the side of your neck. You just got knocked down some stairs. You're on a bit of Vicodin. Like, you've taken quite a beating in the last 20 minutes, 30 minutes, probably, if you actually measure time on this one. You manage to get to kind of like one knee. You can definitely get up soon, but like, you're slow to move on this one. Maybe the Vicodin's hurting you some on this one. Maybe it's the fact that like, you've just fallen down some stairs, been stabbed in the neck, probably suffered at least two head traumas by now, but you've been better. Agent Sanguine, what do you do?
I realize that Agent Star is just gone off to who knows where. Agent Snail is trying to get up and on the ground. And I quickly think, okay, they're of no use. I need to go deal with this myself. And I realize, oh, there's a kitchen. There's got to be a fridge. There's power because there's porn playing on every fucking screen possible. So I'm going to run to the fridge. I'm going to throw this thing into the freezer box and like shut the door.
You are successful in doing that. You can kind of maybe not take your time. You're not under any duress trying to get there. I'm assuming you still kind of hold on to this thing effectively.
Yes. Well, I'd rather be able to kind of do this quickly.
Let's do an athletics then.
It's not like crazy wiggling. I could throw it into the fridge pretty easily. Okay.
This is more about getting from point A to point B in an expedited manner versus kind of being deliberate about it.
Yeah, I'd rather be deliberate. I just didn't know if it was like wiggling in terms of like, I'm trying to escape versus I'm alive in your hand.
You can still feel it trying to kind of shake itself free, but yeah. All right. So you're going to kind of like deliberately walk from where you are to the kitchen to throw it in the fridge?
Yes, I'm going to try to throw it in the freezer.
All right.
And then I'm going to call for Star to come down. Star, I have it in the freezer. Keep this shut. Need to help Snail. Star.
Can I hear him?
There's porn and jazz playing everywhere. So yeah, give me an alertness.
29% success.
Yeah, you hear him. You hear him from downstairs.
I'll come running down.
Keep this shut. I need to make sure Snail doesn't die.
Yeah, I just prop myself against the door.
Well, this is great. Can I stabilize Snail? I know that he can't really gain any more health, but can I just make sure he doesn't, like, die?
I mean, these are new wounds. You can try and give him a... You can try and give him first aid, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yes, I would like to give him first aid on the incision that I just made.
Yep.
99% fumble. I make it work.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
You deal damage to him.
Oh my god.
This is gonna be good. This is gonna be fucking good.
I thought the curse of Father Fumble had passed on to you guys, and I was rolling high on my successful and like remedial, just everyday life rolls. I thought things were fine. Little did I fucking know this shit was just sitting in the depths of my goddamn dice pool.
Dude, Father Faustus has been haunting this entire fucking game. Everyone's dice are fucking cursed. Everyone.
The fucking topic of interest is inside a freezer. I'm here to help you. Like, just stop bleeding out of your goddamn neck. An incision which I caused.
All right, so with that in mind, let's see a 1d4.
From me or from
Dad? Agent Sanguine. He's after all the one performing first aid.
A one.
Good news is, Agent Snail, you only take one more point of additional damage. Probably like Agent Sanguine squeezes too hard and like a spurt of blood comes out or something like that. Maybe it's the fact that like as you are trying to deal with this Agent Sanguine, you realize that there's like orange liquid slowly kind of oozing out of Agent Snail's neck where it was bit into or was stabbed into, whatever the correct verb is for that, I suppose. But it's all quite unsettling. But yes, yeah, so you don't make it too much worse, but you still made it worse.
Okay. Does anything special happen as far as like I pass out because I'm really low health kind of thing? Or
what health are you at?
I'm at 1 HP.
Oh my God.
You pass the hell out.
Okay. So can I act this out? Because I have something in my mind I want to act out for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I start feeling like the wooziness. Obviously, I feel the extra incision in my neck from like it being missed. My hand starts loosening up from me holding the wound like in my neck a bit. And I start to like cough some more. I'm looking up at both of them and I'm just like, and like, as I'm slowly fading, I look at them and I go, well, at least it wasn't the green box that got me. And then I pass out.
Paint the picture. Agent Snail, Agent Sanguine, you are now, as far as you know, alone in a strange house, covered floor to ceiling in pornography, with a passed out Agent Snail, a mysterious corpse in the upstairs bedroom, the very headless body of a naked male, who you now realize has been fully erect through all of this, and something in the freezer that, as Agent Star kind of stands there next to it, you hear a slow tapping on the inside of the freezer that slowly peters out and stops.
Is he fucking dead?
I would try to check for his pulse, but I'm not touching that area anymore. I lightly kind of hover my hand over his mouth, just feeling for his breath. No, close to it. We need to make sure that he is fine. Otherwise, he is on death's door.
Yeah, what the fuck do you want me to do with this fridge?
You know what? Burn it. Burn this entire fucking house. Just burn it to the ground.
The fridge will be fine.
Cut it. Fuck. Is it still moving?
I don't think so. But it's a fucking like snake thing. There are crevices it can slide into in a freezer to get into the other parts of it.
Okay. Can we put something in the freezer to burn that specific compartment?
You want me to open this fucking door?
I don't know. Okay, so maybe I needed some place to put it, and this was the first thing that I saw. Maybe this bit me in the ass at the end. Okay.
All right.
What?
Okay, come here. We're gonna take the fridge. I'm gonna hold the door shut and turn it towards you, and then I'm gonna tilt it towards you. Okay. I need you to not let it drop.
Do you know how many people die that way? Fridge deaths are the major killer of like American deaths.
Oh, boo-hoo. Talking about fucking fridge deaths when this snake thing tried to bore into his neck?
Which I stopped, and he's still alive. It might not have been my best work, but it was still good work.
Okay, I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay, is there tape?
I don't know. I don't live here.
Okay, obviously, there's fucking porn on the ceiling. There's a reason it's stuck up there. Let's look for some fucking tape.
I'm going to keep holding this door shut. Why don't you go look for tape? Don't go.
Oh, my fucking God. Okay, yes.
Through the first door on the left upstairs, there's a dead body. You won't like what you see.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What? No, we're burning. Okay, we're taking the fridge and we're burning this house. And I look through the kitchen drawers. Is there like tape?
Yeah, you eventually find some duct tape.
Awesome. I'm wrapping the shit out of the freezer door and whatnot. So that way it frees up Star and everything else like that.
Sure. Yeah. For what it's worth, you've not heard a single sound that's not normal fridge freezer sounds in the last few minutes coming from the fridge. Like that tapping has definitely stopped.
Also, can you turn off the music or all the porn?
Okay, now that everything is kind of, for what it's worth, fine, despite, you know, and I just gesture everything, let's just get it solid. And I turn off the screens and turn off what I can.
Yeah, that takes some time. Finding all that stuff, kind of navigating in this place is disorienting. But yes, eventually a merciful quiet descends upon the house, aside from maybe a couple muted groans from Agent Snail lying on the ground.
Is there a garage here?
I'll say there is, yeah.
Awesome. Is there a car?
There is, yeah. It's even a pickup truck.
Awesome. Okay, Star. There's still a car. I'm going to imagine the person that we killed was Skips. We can't check because his head exploded. But let's just assume that it's Skips.
Check his wallet.
I look at his fucking naked, erect corpse. Where?
There's got to be one like up in his bedroom or something where he took his clothes off.
Okay. Well, you've already seen the whole situation upstairs. I'm going to stay here and make sure that Snail's okay. But can you look? The fact that you said that I'm not going to like what I saw, but you're okay with it. Can you please check the bedroom yourself?
Yes, I can go check the bedroom. I will go do that.
Cool. Because I don't have anything else that's here. Unless Skips is trying to fucking hide his wallet up his prison pocket, because that's the only thing that he could do. I'm not even putting any...
I'm going to just keep walking. I don't want to hear any of this.
Can I just turn Skips' body over?
Sure.
Cool. I'm just going to turn Skips' body over.
So as you're moving his body, you notice a couple things.
Oh, God. What?
You have a medicine of at least 30, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So his hands are like blistered, as is most of his genital area. Like, if you had to guess as a physician, this guy should have passed out or like something, the amount of kind of like self-abuse that was going on through this. You're also now noticing kind of small cuts on him that are kind of indicative of cutting, but also like they're a little too deep for that. Like, whatever happened here, this guy was in a bad shape even before you showed up. Like, taking all of this in, like just kind of looking around, this is whatever happened back at the trailer that you saw. This is the end of whatever that evolution was. Agent Star, as you're walking around, what's your alertness?
80.
Now that you have a chance to kind of think and look around some more, you realize this is not the home of a bachelor. Like, this is an older person, possibly a mother of some kind or something like that's home that maybe she shares with her adult child or something like that. But this is not the home of a bachelor.
All right.
As you're moving around looking for the wallet, you do kind of find a collection of pictures of what you would guess is the man downstairs, but kind of he's definitely worse for wear and you can't really see his head, obviously. And an older woman, they seem to have a familiar air about them. But yeah, you eventually find a wallet. And yeah, if you're assuming the man downstairs is the man in the photos and the man on the driver's license, that is indeed is Skip Mills.
Any keys up here I can find?
Yeah.
And then a phone is the last thing I'm interested in.
Just like a cell phone or like a landline?
Yeah, his cell phone.
Yeah, you find that.
All right. Before I leave, I'm going to check if it's fingerprint, face, anything like that.
Give me a look.
32% success.
It is not face.
Oh, thank God.
Does it have a fingerprint?
Yeah, you can get open. Yep.
Okay, while we're here, I'm going to use his fingerprint to unlock it, and then I'm going to go and change the password so that I can get in even if we leave the body here.
Sure. Easily enough done. So this all takes a little bit of time. Like, you're now in kind of maybe not forensics mode or anything like that, but kind of Agent Snail, you do eventually rejoin the world of the living as part of this. Agent Sanguine, if you kind of like maybe moved him to a chair or something, or kind of a sitting position, you've kind of left them on the floor in a good breathing position.
I'm going to imagine there is like some sort of weird porn covered couch or like a love seat.
Yep.
If this is like whatever the heck, I'm just going to lay him kind of like in a recovery position. And I don't know if there's like a blanket or anything else like that to kind of retain heat. If not, I've just kind of covered him in a layer of pornography to kind of retain body heat.
Yeah, that's probably a blanket somewhere you can do for that. But yeah.
awesome. That's so much better.
Agent Snell, you do eventually kind of rejoin the rest of the agents at this point. Give me a constitution as you kind of slowly come back.
Okay. I'm going to roll constitution now.
Yep.
9 out of 75 success.
You feel in kind of the pit of your stomach vomit start to well up, but it slowly subsides. You kind of manage to fully come back to consciousness. You're not doing great. Your body has taken quite the beating. What is your human int at?
My human int is at 63.
What is your criminology at?
My criminology is at 50.
All right, so give me a human int at plus 20.
If I fuck this roll, I swear to God. Okay. 43 out of a modified 63 plus 20, success.
So maybe it's the kind of close encounter of this. Maybe it's having a chance to actually think about this. Maybe it's kind of just having a slow moment to take in the situation around you. But your criminal profiling brain kicks in. Like, you're seeing what all of this is for what it actually is. And like, don't get me wrong, it is a house covered floor to ceiling in porn, with porn being blasted and disruptive music. And now you have a chance to kind of focus on some of these images plastered all over every surface. None of this is comfortable to be around. But below that, the more important part of that is that kind of from a criminal profiling standpoint, this was the act of an individual basically trying to cage themselves in with their twisted urges, like a misguided and maybe successful, maybe not, given the dead body upstairs attempt to kind of protect the rest of the world from a person experiencing impulses and urges they cannot control. This is kind of serial-esque behavior at this point. Like, the idea that, like, if you just surrounded yourself in what your unhinged mind is kind of desiring, maybe that will keep you contained to a situation. It is also just sickening to realize this and just kind of the level Skip felt he had to go to even attempt this in the content of what you're seeing.
Whew. Okay. I don't have to take a sand check from realizing all this, do I?
No, it's just very unsettling.
Okay.
Yeah, again, like, kind of, you have a background with some of this stuff. Your criminology is quite high. Despite being postal inspector, you've apparently seen some stuff, but you're very aware of just kind of the depths the human mind can sink to and kind of the darkness that lies there. And give me an intelligence.
All right. 7 out of 55 success.
You feel a very weird thought cross your mind. Skip Mills, despite all of this and attacking you, was trying to stop himself from doing this. That's what all of this is. A apparently semi-successful attempt at stopping himself from going back out into the public.
Like a self-made prison, if you will.
Exactly. I will say this revelation comes at realizing that, like, only a truly, truly gone mind would do all of this. There was a little bit of something in there. Whatever Skip Mills became, there was a little bit of a human still in there somewhere, way deep down. And it tried to kind of prevent whatever he was becoming or had become from getting out.
So I'm like sitting up. I've got my hand over my neck trying to hold the wound thing since I'm like relatively awake. And I can't speak right now at this point because it's really difficult to speak. So I kind of like hand signal like a pen in the air to see if they like can understand.
Yeah.
So I try to like signal them and see if they see that I'm trying to tell them I need a pen and paper.
I notice this and I walk over just making sure that you're like, okay. And I notice that you're trying to communicate. So I pull out your phone for you and I flip it to like a text screen and I hand you the phone.
Okay, so kind of looking around and like kind of starting piecing together all the information that I discover based off of this, I kind of start to like ask them like, was there anybody else in the house kind of thing, or like just to kind of get some more information?
Yeah, so there was somebody else in the house. They are deceased. They barely look like a corpse from what Star says. They're upstairs in the bedroom. I think we're burning everything.
And so I erase what I had written and I like type out probably good call. And then I'd show it to them again just so they can see they acknowledge it. I take it back. I delete the next message I write up on there and say something along the lines of he was probably trapping himself in here based off the look of all this. And like, yeah. And then just kind of show him the phone again.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's fortunate. That's a lot better than that kind of getting out.
I delete the message on the phone and I type out, speaking of getting out, is that fucking thing still alive?
So we haven't confirmed yet. I threw it in the freezer. It really hasn't made a noise, and I duct taped that shit shut. So there's a car. I think Star is looking for some keys as well as making sure that this is Skip. I'm pretty sure this is Skip, but we're probably going to figure out how to destroy or burn the freezer as well. Yeah. Quick question. I know that there was a lot of excitement or anything else like that. Did you hear like a hooting noise? Do you think this is where the hooting noise came from? Because I'm just now remembering this.
I think about it for a second and I'm kind of just like wheezing, breathing barely, like, and I grab my phone and I start typing and I say, I don't think so. Whatever that hooting noise was, it didn't come from this house, I feel like. And I show the phone.
We're going to jump back up to Agent Star. Agent Star, you've been kind of casing the house trying to find stuff, and you're back in the room with the dead body. And you look up and realize that something has smashed, torn, whatever the right phrase is, through the roof of the house and out.
Can I get a size profile on it?
I'll say at least 3 feet wide.
Was it recent? Like, is there snow or like melted snow where it had broken out, like through the roof?
It's been a little bit of time, yes, but also, yeah, some time has passed. Like, there is kind of some accumulation of snow inside, kind of where the snow fell through and whatnot. Like, it's not a recent event. Not so much snow that it was the entirety of the snowstorm, mind you, but at least a day or two.
Fuck. Okay, I will gather the keys. I will head downstairs. I'm going to go into the garage. And I'm going to see if I can find a dolly.
On behalf of all of us at Negative Modifier, thank you for listening, and we do hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to support the show, please consider rating or reviewing us on your platform of choice, or supporting the show over on our Patreon. In addition to that, if you would like to chat about episodes or with the cast in general, please consider joining our Discord server. Links to all of this and more can be found below in the show notes.
Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.